Creating hooky rhythm without melody, advanced groove lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Here's the mindset for this whole session. In DNB, melody is optional, hooks are not. And if you think hook means a synth line, today we're flipping that. We're going to make a groove that feels like an earworm using rhythm, timbre, and microvarination. The goal is a 16-bar groove at 170 to 175 BPM that people can literally tap, from memory even, if there's no lead. Before we touch anything, define your hook in one sentence. Say out loud, something like, the rim answers the snare with a late accent, and the hat stutter around it. If you can't describe it, you'll keep adding cool stuff until the groove loses its identity. All right, open Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic rolling pocket. Fast, but with enough space for the swing and ghost logic to speak. Now open the groove pool. On Mac it's Command-Alt-G, on Windows it's Control-Alt-G. Don't apply anything yet, just have it ready, because later we'll add controlled swing in a way that keeps the kick and snare spine solid. Create three groups, drums, bass, and effects or ear candy. Even if you're working fast, do this. Organization makes advanced groove work easier because you'll be micro-adjusting timing, processing, and automation. Now we're building the core, a hooky two-bar drum motif, not a loop that could be any track, a phrase. Start with the DNB skeleton. Use a drum rack or audio, your choice, but MIDI is easiest for surgical control. Kick. Put one on the very first downbeat, bar 1 beat 1. Then add a supporting low hit somewhere, around beat 3 and-ish, like around 1.3.3 to 1.4.1. Taste matters here. Don't turn it into a 4-on-the-floor situation. You just want a little push so the bar rolls forward. Snare or clap. Classic on 2 and 4, in Ableton's grid terms. That's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 for bar 1, and same idea in bar 2. Keep those as your landmarks. Landmarks are the hits that never disappear. If you remove them, the phrase stops being itself. Now the hook begins. You need one signature event that repeats every two bars. 1, not 10. One recognizable interruption. It could be a drag into the snare on bar 2. It could be a flam on the 4. It could be a rim or wood hit that answers the snare like a call and response. Let's do a practical one, a short rim or wood hit that lands in a memorable place and repeats predictably. Place your rim hits at 1.2.3 and 1.4.3 across the two bars. Think of them as a rhythmic riff. That mid-high transient pattern becomes melody because the brain latches onto it as a repeating shape. Now add ghost snare logic. This is where DNB gets that forward motion and that stank face swing without needing notes. Put a very quiet ghost snare late in the bar, like 1.1.4.3, and another similar ghost at 1.3.4.3. Keep them low. They should feel like the drummer's hands brushing the drum, not like extra snares. Turn off fixed velocity. Turn on fold in the MIDI editor so you're only seeing the used notes. Then set your velocity ranges deliberately. Main snare, around 110 up to 127. Ghosts, 15 to 45. Rims, 60 to 95. Teacher tip. If everything is loud, nothing is a hook. Your groove needs hierarchy. Landmarks loud. Connective tissue quiet. Now shape the snare sound so it speaks. On the snare chain inside the drum rack, at EQ 8, high pass around 120 HC to clear low mud, and if it's boxy, dip a little around 400 to 600 HC. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Transients plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how snappy you want it. Boom should be cautious, like 0 to 10%, and honestly you can skip boom entirely for most DNB snares. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, and drive 2 to 6 dB. The point is presence and consistency, not turning it into a rock snare. Next, tops and percussion. This is the biggest no-melody hack. Your hats are going to behave like a lead instrument. Don't do constant 1/16 hats. Instead, create a motif, like a riff. Use a repeating 3-hit cell that displaces slightly. Here's a concept you can copy. Put closed hats at 1.1.2, 1.1.4, and 1.2.3. Then in bar 2, repeat the same shape but shift it by 1/16 so it feels like it's leaning forward. That tiny metric displacement creates tension without messing up the backbone. Layer a second top, like a ride or crashy hat, but use it sparingly. Then choose one open hat as a landmark. A nice move is an open hat just before the snare on 4, so it sets up the backbeat like a breath in. Now phrase with velocity. Louder on your important hat hits, softer on fillers. If your hats are all the same volume, it will sound like a drum machine doing math, not a groove making a statement. Add auto filter on the hats. High pass mode, 12 dB slope, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the hat sample. Add a little resonance, like 5 to 15%. Then add a tiny LFO amount, really small, like 2 to 6%. At 1/4 or 1/8. This is movement that reads as life, not as wow cool filter. Now, swing. We're going to add swing without making it sloppy. Go to the groove pool and audition something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, or an SB 1200 style groove. Apply it to hats and perks only, not to kick and snare. That's a core rule for rolling DNB. Keep the skeleton rigid, let the skin move. Set groove timing around 10 to 25%. Random around 3 to 10%. Velocity from 0 to 15 if you want a little extra humanization. But only if your programmed velocities aren't already doing the job. Now the advanced part, microtiming. This is where the hook starts feeling inevitable. Pick one element to be stubborn, and one element to move. If your hats are swinging and being nudged, keep the rim more centered. Or if the rim is intentionally late and elastic, keep the hats tighter. Too many drifting parts equals mushy pocket. Try this, hats slightly early. Perks slightly late. You can do this a few ways. The cleanest is track delay. Set the hat's track delay to about minus 6 milliseconds. That gives urgency. Set a perk track delay to about plus 8 milliseconds. That gives reply and wait. Keep the snare dead on the grid, or if you want a heavier drag, put it consistently late by around plus 5 milliseconds. Consistency matters more than the exact number. Now the mute tests. Loop your two bars and two quick 10-second checks. Mute the kick. Do the tops and perks still feel like a phrase you can recognize? If not, your motif isn't strong enough. Mute the snare. Does it still feel like DNB, or does it turn into random ticking? If it turns into ticks, you need clear landmarks in your mids, like that rim pattern. Mute the hats. Do you still hear a hook from the rim and ghost logic? If not, you're relying on hat busyness instead of an actual hook. Now bass. We're not writing a melody, we're writing a pocket. Make a simple sub with operator. Sine wave, and leave headroom. Like, don't be shy, set it so it's sitting around minus 12 to minus 18 dB before you do any mastering nonsense. You want room to build. Write a sub rhythm that speaks with the drums. Start with a longer note on the bar start. Then add a couple of short stabs that answer either the rim hits or the ghost snare placements. Minimal, consistent across two bars. The consistency is what makes it a hook. Then add a mid-bass layer, just for rhythmic articulation. Use wave-eatable or analog, square or saw, filtered low-pass around 150 to 400 Hz. Give it a shorter decay so it feels like stabs, not a sustained tone. Now make it rhythmic without changing notes. Use auto-pan as tremolo, amount 30 to 70%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, phase at 0 degrees. And choose a more square shape so it gates. Or if you have shaper MIDI, you can draw the rhythm exactly. This gives you a bass riff that's really just rhythm and texture. For processing, keep it simple. EQ 8 to remove sub below 80 to 100 on the mid layer. Saturator drive 3 to 8 dB with soft clip. Auto filter with a small envelope amount for bite. And then a compressor sidechained from the kick with a short release so it breathes in time. Now the fun part. Timbre hooks. This is how you replace melody with movement. Pick one percussion hit, one rim, fully tick, metal hit, something with character. Put it on its own track so you can treat it like a lead vocalist. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter inside echo. High pass 300 to 800, low pass 4K to 9K. Then after echo, add auto filter and automate the cutoff slightly over the two bars. Add redux very lightly for grit, then a small room reverb, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 0 to 15 milliseconds, and high-pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Here's the key rule. Tiny changes, predictable loop. For example, filter cutoff rises slightly in bar 2, every time. Echo feedback bumps only on the last 1/8 note of the phrase. Every two bars. That is melodic behavior without notes. It creates expectation and payoff. If you want to go further, do call and response in stereo. Duplicate the hook perk into two chains. Chain A slightly left, drier, shorter. Chain B slightly right, a touch more room or echo. Alternate which one plays across the two bars. Now you've got question and answer without adding extra hits. Another advanced spice. One foreign subdivision. Audition your motif on 1/16 for clarity, then try a 1/32 drag just once, or place one triplet answer hit one time in the two bars. 1. Not a whole triplet beat. That little wrong subdivision is tension, and tension is memorable. Now arrangement. We're taking this two-bar hook and keeping it alive for 16 bars, without adding chords or a lead. Here's a clean plan. Bars 1 to 4, your core hook, no extra fills. Let the listener learn it. Bars 5 to 8, add one extra ghost note or a hat response. Same motif, slightly busier. Think connective tissue, not new landmarks. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a variation by removing one obvious hit. Negative space can be a hook. A missing hat right before a snare, every two bars, can become as recognizable as a drum fill. Bars 13 to 16, keep it mostly the same, then add a small fill once at bar 16. Classic jungle tease, one-time payoff. Workflow tip, duplicate your two-bar clips into A and B. A is the main, beat is one change only, like remove one hat, or add one ghost. Then an arrangement, alternate ABA, then ABA, and then a fill clip at the end. Now a few don't do this warnings that will save your groove. Don't fill every gap. If everything is hook, nothing is hook. Don't do random variation. Motif variation is small and recognizable. Random variation is just random. Don't swing the kick and snare unless you really know why you're doing it. Most rolling D and B wants the backbone stable. Don't leave velocity flat. Groove is dynamics. And don't stack 10 bright layers all living at 8 to 12k. If everything is shiny, your hook becomes hiss. Control the highs, and consider making the hook more mid-focused, like 1 to 4 kHz transient bite, especially for darker or heavier DNB. If you want a heavy pro move, set up a parallel crush return. Put drum bus with drive 10 to 25, saturator drive 6 to 12, then EQ 8 band limited from about 200 Hz to 8 kHz. Send your snare and hook perk into it lightly. You'll get attitude without destroying the main transients. Also, protect the sub. If your hook is rhythmic, sub clarity is sacred. Bypass non-sub elements aggressively and keep the low end simple. Now, quick 15-minute exercise you can do after this lesson. Program kick and snare. Basic D&B backbone. Add one rim or perk that hits exactly twice per bar in a distinctive placement. That's your signature. Add three ghost notes total across two bars. Not more. Add hats using a three-hit motif and repeat it. Then apply groove pull swing to hats only, timing around 15 to 20%. Add one automation that repeats every two bars, like an echo feedback bump on the last 1/8 note or a filter cutoff rise in bar 2. Arrange into 16 bars using AABA, then ABA, then a fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.